Okay.
We are live. I give everybody my peace and welcome you this evening, and let's open with prayer. Father, we come before you and we say thank you first that you've allowed us to come together this evening as a team. We appreciate the time that you spend with us. We appreciate that you have put together this time for us, that you spend specifically with us, your guardians. We are appreciative, Father, of the strength that you've given us through the past month. With the difficulties we've all had to struggle with, you actually will speak of those in the meeting. And we pray, Father, for your blessing this evening. Open our hearts, provide a little extra oomph for us, because we all are very tired and worn out. And we appreciate that you will share with us an insight as to what your plan is, what our future is, what you require from us. And then we have things to share with the team that we hope will bring an edification and a strengthening to their hearts and souls. We do not take this for granted, Father. We are very thankful and happy that we have our fellow friends here with us to share this burden, that we look forward to the day when we are able to have this plan kicked off in full force, that we can start being who you asked us to be full time, that we can help mankind understand a little deeper the responsibility of what it is to be your child, of what it is to try and be a bride and to make it into the kingdom. We pray for your blessing now over eternity, who is also with us this evening. They surround us at everybody's location. There are hundreds of thousands of souls from different walks of life that are listening in because they take interest in what it is that we do here on earth, because it touches their hearts in eternity. There are groups, Father, that have never heard of us. They have never even heard of you. They have never heard of our brother Jesus and the grace that we take for granted sometimes. It's something new for them. So we welcome them this evening. Cover our cares and concerns for our natural lives because they are temporary, Father. We do not want them to burden us this evening. And provide your special blessing over Noah James. He is the newest addition to our team and to the parents, that they have what they need to bring him up wisely and that they have the strength to endure his childhood. Pray also for other teammates who have children and the struggles that they have, that you'll provide for them also the guidance and the strength and the love to help them move forward as well. Thank you for everything you do. We take this and place it in your hands now. And according to what we ask and in your name, we pray, please hear us. Amen. All right. I met with Father this morning after service, and this is what he had to say. A very good evening to all of you. Firstly, I would like to extend to you my love and peace and strength. You all look battle-worn. It has been a rough year with many trials, stepping stones, and victories. I will encourage all of you to never give up. The change in times is at hand. Watch what will happen within the next few months. This will herald the second step of my plan of salvation. It is within the third step that Triland and the Guardians are made known. Does this not excite your heart? I need all of you to continue with your personal preparations. Some of you have not met with Michael to refresh your training. Please do so before our next meeting. No excuses now. I now give you deep love and compassion to understand the hearts and souls that you will help. This is also given to the spouses. Why would I give this to you now? This is given so that you will not judge. When love and compassion are at the forefront, the urge is to help. This is who all of you are. My hearts, you are me. Over the past years, I have expressed this to you. Triland will share more about this with you later. Now, because the times are changing and not for the better, you will all need to learn more on how to control your own emotions. You need to keep your comments to yourself if they are negative and judgmental. You, or when you speak, you will need to speak of faith. Be positive and supportive. Give strength instead of sapping the life from others. Do as I have asked of you, regardless of what the brothers are doing with the church. I am completely aware of what is going on. And no, I am not distracted because I am doing one of my hobbies. You know, creating a soul, a new animal, or universe with planets and stars to confound man. And that's what he did. He raised his hands. I love all of you deeply, very deeply. I completely understand the burden I have placed on you. Do you? I know this is not an easy task, but I have told you, I have given you what you need to do this impossible task. I think this is a good time for my son to play the Mission Impossible theme song. Do you not think so? Dun, 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 dun. Okay, anyway. I am also so very proud of all of you as well. Keep up the good work. Never surrender to your own flesh, weaknesses, and shortcomings. You can do this. Your father's love surrounds you. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Okay. Under our deeper understanding, the Apostle Buhner last week held a service, and he brought out Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The question I ask is, why is this going to happen, and why is it necessary?
What is necessary? That every knee shall bow?
Yes. All of this. Why do we have to confess his name? Why do we all have to bow? Heaven and earth and every under the earth and every tongue needs to confess Jesus.
Because it's all about him and God, the Trinity. That's everything. That's the only thing that is for all eternity.
Correct. I also feel in my heart that he is due that. It's not something that he would ever ask of us to give him, because we know Jesus is humble. But I believe that Father wants everybody to give their, I don't know what the word is, give him his due, that he is due because of all that he has done for us. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes, it's part of the earnings of Christ.
Amen, brother. Under interesting tidbits, I thought I would share this with you. We have spoke of Jesus' siblings in the past. I bring up Mark 6:3. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So I asked Jesus, I said, what are your sisters' names? And he said, Margaret, Maya, and Ayala. I thought that was cool. So there you go. Put that in your cap and smoke. All right. For religions this month, Trisus was kind of under a lot of illness and sickness, so he didn't have enough time to put anything together for us, so that's okay. He gets a mulligan for you golf folk.
I appreciate your patience.
No problem. I wanted to share with you that I had an epiphany last month. For my entire supplanter, trialand, wonderful tests of life, when I would be going through some of my most difficult times, Father would pull me close to him, and he would say to me, be you. Last month, I actually figured out what that meant. When he said to me to be you, he has meant this entire time for me to be him. Because he is everything. He is love. He is compassion. He is kindness. He is grace. Today, the minister in the Canadian service brought out the fact that he has three rules in his house, and they kind of struck my heart a little bit. He said the three rules he tells his kids are be humble, be kind, and don't embarrass me. And he took it a little bit farther, and he said, could we not use those exact same rules as children of God? Be humble, be kind, and don't embarrass our Father. So you are an extension of me, and I am an extension of Father. So when I tell you to be you, I need you to be Father. We need to be less judgmental, as Father put in this message to us today, and less critical of mankind. I know we all go through difficult times, and people do things, and we shake our heads, and we wonder, what is it with these people? Why don't they get it? And then we have other people who have not been sealed and baptized, who actually live their faith right, and we question, why wouldn't Father let them be sealed and baptized like us? Well, that time is going to come. But he put the preface tonight on you and I to prepare ourselves even more, because now we're going to kick into phase two. Phase three is where you and I are completely active, and we can't hide under a rock anymore, and everybody's going to find out who we are, and we're going to be scrutinized. And he now gives you and I this period of time to be him more, to not let what people say affect us as much. Personally, for me, I've been going through a real difficult time at work with a couple of people, and I actually just brought it to HR's attention because I think it's very unprofessional. I'm not doing it because it's only happening to me, but it happens to a bunch of people around me, and we can't allow, as I've said in many other meetings, if there's a bully, you need to call them out. They don't have the right to mistreat other people. We don't, right? And I don't care what's going on in somebody's life, they don't have the right to mistreat anybody else. And we, as guardians, it's our responsibility to protect people, whether that's a soul or somebody here on earth that's going through a difficult time. And so we have a call to arms from Father tonight to step up and be who we are. Does anybody have any questions? Now that I'm on camera, you're going to see that I'm always talking with my hands and my head. Because I see my hand. Pardon?
Oh, sorry for the fuzziness. There's an incident here with residents that sometimes misbehave, is the best way to say it. Yesterday, there was an incident with a resident who just used every bad word you could say to a black person and fully berated her. She came down, and this is a very strong woman. And I wanted to hug her because she was visibly shaken from this verbal abuse. I was at the desk while she was telling somebody else. And I guessed who it was. It was ironic. And she looked at me, she goes, how did you know that? And I went, I couldn't tell her how I know it, but this woman had been down. I hadn't seen, she's been in the building 3 years, and something was building up in her, and they actually removed her. She's no longer a resident here. They came and took her in an ambulance, and she's on a medical, like where they evaluate you, but she won't be coming back here. And the nurse says, we don't tolerate that. And the young lady, I said, I'm sorry. And I gave her my verbal support, but what more could I have done? I mean, other than praying, I felt so bad for her. I mean, I was mad, you know, and just to see how it affected her. She's one of the nicest people here in the building. And was there more than just giving, what do I do? What could I have done more? Because this woman was being a bully. She's been a bully. And then they finally took it to the end, and that was it. But was there more I could do, or?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Probably your prayers helped. Father took care of it.
Okay.
Sometimes that's all we can do, too. Anybody else?
It's interesting to think that we can all be who we are, all be different, yet still all be Father. Does that make sense? I mean, you think about it, like, that's just how amazing he is to show the diversity of all of us. It's pretty interesting.
Very good point. Because if you think about it, every single soul that he makes has a little piece of him in it. He's unfathomable. I mean, we can't even comprehend how that's even possible, that he can take a little piece of himself and put it in every single human being, and not one human being is the same.
That's the crazy part. Could you imagine mashing us all together into one?
No.
Me either.
We'd be crabby, mad, and happy at the same time.
We'd be goulash.
Well, I'm going in.
Awesome. Because I had such a tough week, the world will now benefit from my struggling. I bound all evil. That would be the Satan, demons, and all higher level spirits until January 31st. So happy thanks Christmas to all of you.
Nice.
So you can breathe a little easier. I know I am. That guy is
just... It's been a while since that's happened.
Oh, yeah. I had one nerve left this week, and he was standing out, so he's now been removed.
That's going to help with this country's craziness, too, and the nonsense. I use the term nonsense because we're talking about church stuff. Man.
But man's going to be man regardless, so...
Right. People are doing what they're doing. One of the ladies made a comment here on how the influence of blah, 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 and I said, we'll say. She didn't understand. I said, man's man, regardless of the influence, and people are doing what they want because they finally can.
Right.
Plain and simple. Unfortunately.
Blazar had an experience with Jesus yesterday, so I asked if he would share that with everybody. Blazar.
Hello. So I met Jesus, and he took me to the realm of the unredeemed. And when we went down in the realm, it was pretty interesting because it's a very dark place, and there's like feels like a lot of pressure there. And it's just no light, and it's just cold. It kind of reminded me of hell when I went down there. And all of a sudden, Jesus showed himself to the realm, and he was as bright like a sun, like a September sun. You know how it's that bright and yellow, and you could see all these souls around him. And we were walking, and it seemed like he was, there was, I don't know, billions of people there, you know. And he'd walk, and it would just open up like a sea where these people would see him and you know, look at him. And I noticed that there were, like, natives of different continents, you know, Aboriginal people, people that came out of the jungles, that they would see him, and they would grab his, touch him, you know, and then all of a sudden they would just disappear. And I asked Jesus, I said, what is going on? And he goes, well, they're getting moved on. They believe in me. And there were people that were of European descent, and Arab descent, and people who were Jewish, that would see him and nothing would happen. And I said to Jesus, I said, why isn't that, you know, they're moving on? He goes, well, they don't believe in me. They don't believe that I am Jesus Christ. These people are atheists, or they're Jews or Muslims, and they don't believe me as the Son of God. And he was shining in his splendor, and they just basically viewed him as another soul. You know, and he said, these people, and I asked him, I said, is there any way we can help them? And he goes, no, they have to make the decision to believe in me. And those who don't believe in me are committing the sin against the Holy Spirit. And for that, there is no redemption. The only way they can change that situation is by accepting me as Jesus Christ, Son of God, and in full power and authority. And the thing that blew my mind was they were seeing all these believers touching Jesus and leaving the realm, moving on to the next place they needed to go. But they would just look at him like as if nothing, you know, like he was just absolutely nothing, just regardless of his light and his power and his authority, you know, Jesus displaying himself as God and man, right, before that realm. And, you know, it was just as if someone walked by him, you know, so it was pretty interesting.
Thank you.
That's it.
All right. Atmos and I spoke a little bit last month, and he was telling us a few things, Starlight and I, so I asked if he would share those things with you, Atmos.
Thank you, Charlie. It's okay. I'm going to share my screen real quick. Never mind. Got it disabled there, Fred. Is that something you can turn on for us? Maybe not. What I'll do is I'll put some links in an email and send it out to the team. So the first one is, the first thing is we were discussing was tithing and giving in general, and how, you know, we weren't able to
try.
Right, thanks for will do. So anyways, this is the New Apostolic Church website for the USA. Not, I'm sure it's probably different in Canada. I'm sure Aquos knows what that is. You guys can probably find the same type of link on that site. What you want to do is come out to the NAC Church website, and it's, again, NAC-USA.org. And click on giving. So if you're having problems and can't get to church and you still want to offer, because we're like, hey, you know, some of the discussion was I haven't been able to offer like I normally do, so that's been kind of crappy. So you go out to giving, and what Danielle and I found was that you can actually, you know, do the e-giving. So let's see. Hover over giving and then scroll over to e-offering. And when you get there, you can click on this big orange button down here. And the cool thing is you can set up your donation to be a recurring donation. And the other thing is that, so it's basically, it's your offering that you would do every Sunday, and it comes out monthly. And one of the interesting things that you can do via this is that you can put your money, you can, pigeonhole it for specific things. So if you want it to go to the main office in Chicago and just have them divvy it out from there, you can send it just to the office in Chicago. If you want it to go just to the Holland congregation, you can send it just to the Holland congregation. And you can even get a little bit deeper into specifics as to what part, how you want the church to use the money, essentially. I'm not sure if, you know, you really need to go that far. I think we ended up just sending ours to the National Church so that our money got dispersed where it was most needed. So we just left that up to the National Church to take care of that. But that we thought that was pretty cool. And, you know, we obviously love the ability to give, and we're happy and blessed that we can give. But this kind of takes the, oh, crap, I forgot a check, or I have to do it next week or whatever. You know, it's just automatically taken care of. It kind of makes it, to be truthful, it makes it a little less personable, right? It kind of seems a little cold compared to just, you know, being able to pray before you put your check or your cash into that box, but it doesn't mean you still can't do that when you do go back to church. And, you know, praying always helps too, right? So just one way to give if you're unable to make it into the actual church building. The other thing was Amazon Smile. I'm sure most of you are probably using Amazon. Most people are. If you go to smile.amazon.com and then log in with your information, this will
allow you to donate your money, a part of your purchases, to a specific charity. So you can log into this and find your specific charity. We found the Kalamazoo Church on here. So the New Best Valley Church in Portage was listed. And we go out to this Amazon Smile link, and every time we buy something, they donate something to a small piece of that to the church. So you can see we've generated $4.52 so far throughout the 28 orders. Unfortunately, I haven't hooked this up to our phones yet, and a lot of our orders go through our phones, so that's something I've slacked on, but I need to do so. But you can see, I mean, Amazon's donated a lot of money so far just this year, and this is a year-to-date number. I mean, that's almost $200 million. That's a lot of cash going out to charities across the nation. Not sure about Canada. I'm sure they do the same type of thing. I have to look into that. If you have any questions or concerns, I'm going to help you out with it. And then sticking with the theme of Amazon, Amazon actually came out with an Amazon original, and it's called Before the Wrath. I don't know how many of you have seen this or have heard of it, but you know how you have like Trilance said, you have an epiphany, and you have a complete shift in the way you think. I'm trying to think of the word and I can't. It changes. You have a paradigm shift. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So you literally have a paradigm shift when you see something, you hear something, it just changes the way you think and about the world. This Before the Wrath and some of the research that went into this specific, it's kind of like, I call it a movie, but it's more like a documentary. So what happened is researchers have found new evidence in, I believe it was in Israel, of how weddings were to take place, what the actual ceremony was like during the time of Jesus, and more specifically to Bethlehem and Nazareth. So that area, they, you know, every area differed in the way their wedding process was. This is more specific to the area that Jesus was born and lived. And this goes through talking about, it lines up with Father's description of the end times and how Jesus will come back to get his bride. So the way it's explained in the Bible is we don't know the date, right, when Father's going to send Jesus back for his bride. Well, that was part of the process for this type of wedding, is the groom's father would be the one to tell the groom, and the time was only known to the father when to go get his bride. And so there's a lot of other things that they've discovered too that, I mean, that was just one of the things that, I mean, complete, I mean, the Bible was written to teach them and tell them about how Father's going to work things, and Jesus explained it, hey, this is the way it's going to work, and this is the way I can best describe it to you is through our wedding process. So if you have the opportunity to go out to Amazon, or if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can go out there and you can rent this. I think it's like, I want to say it was like $7.99 or something, maybe it was $6.99 to rent. I don't know, it was kind of pricey for a rental, but whatever, it was a really good movie. And again, paradigm shift. I mean, that's exactly what we had. We were both like, our jaws kind of hit the floor, and we just looked at each other like, oh, wow, like this is amazing. I wish I would have known this a lot sooner. So Before the Wrath, it's on Amazon. You get a chance, go out and take a look at it. Pretty cool. So that's all I got.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anybody have any questions? See all your brains are moving quietly in there.
On the site, they dropped it down to $2.99.
Sweet.
Oh, dang. Yeah, that's a deal.
Back down.
Yeah, it's like a temporary whatever. So, thank you, Father.
That guy.
Right.
You get a couple zeros in my bank account, that'd be awesome. Please. Just two. I don't want to get too rich.
You just lean forward and went like this. I think I missed it. oh, here's something funny. So I'm taking Father's message this afternoon, and all of a sudden Starlight starts talking to me and totally interrupts our time together. So I sat there quietly listening to what my wife was saying. And at one point I turned around and went, we're not done yet. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. So Father goes, she's ruining my flow. So he goes, okay, let's go. Starlight had an experience after communion with Father, so I asked if she would share that with you.
I believe it was the, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I believe it was the last meeting we were talking about church and the different experiences and how eventually our church experience won't be the same and how it's not the same now. And we were in person at church and we had just had communion and I was praying, talking to Father for a minute. And it was just, I was just sort of sitting there in that moment, relishing the communion and in that special moment. And he said to me that we need to savor those times and the times that we can come together in church, because soon, whatever the definition of soon is, but eventually we won't be able to be in church and to celebrate communion and things in a normal way. And it made me think back to when we were talking about it in the meeting, where it'll probably be more of a underground us. We can still celebrate our faith, but it will be on a completely different level. So he reiterated that again.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Speaking of, if you haven't had a chance to go to the team site, I would encourage all of you to, because it's really fantastic. I wanted to thank you again, Fred. And then Sandy has a question about the site. So Sandy, what's your question?
Sorry, my dogs are barking, so I apologize if you hear them in the background. I actually had a question because relating to the sight, I have had that gift of sight and I've asked for it to be taken away for a time because of some things that have happened here, and it's coming back and I'm nervous.
And I'm nervous you're going to start seeing things?
No, I'm not nervous about seeing things. That doesn't make me nervous.
Okay.
What makes me nervous is what to do with it.
Depending on what it is, you can contact me. We can talk about it. And then if I think it pertains to something super important, then I'll have you probably share it with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help?
A little bit.
Okay, because I don't want you to think that you're alone.
Okay.
We're all a little crazy, and you bought into the little crazy, so.
Yeah, I've always been a little crazy.
Then you fit in just fine.
I had a conversation with my aunt today, and she knows that I see. She also knows that I haven't seen in a while. And her daughter is getting married. And she's like, Sandy, I want you to let me know if who's there and all of these things. And I said, I can't promise that, Jeannie.
Good.
I said, I don't know.
We're not circus carnies.
Right. And I told her, I said, I can't summon them. I can't make them do it. I don't know what people think. And sometimes it kind of makes me laugh a little bit because I think in a lot of ways, they think that we can make these things or people show up, and we can't.
Right. Good. Don't play that for her. That's not why we're here. But if you do see something, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's
and go ahead.
You know this because you and I have had multiple conversations about this. It's always this back and forth of, do you want it? Do you not want it? Do you want it? Do you not want it?
Right. It's all Father's plan. Sometimes you don't want what he gives you, but then you have to because he always gets his way.
So how do you pray? Do you pray? I guess that's my question to you is because every time I've asked for it to be taken away, it goes away for a little bit and then it keeps coming back. So how do I pray?
Well, I think Father's trying to prove to you that he'll give you a break, but this is your responsibility. And that's why he keeps coming back. But he also knows as a human being, we have a breaking point. So he'll give us a chance to get our head around different situations. But ultimately he picked you for this as he's picked all of us for specific things. So I would say to him, give me the strength to embrace the gift you're giving me and help me to see clearly what you want me to see.
Okay.
And I'm always here. You can give me a call, send me a text, we can chat.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's pretty much all I had, folks. I didn't have a lot that I could share with you this month, but I'll open it up now if anybody has anything they'd like to share that they've experienced this month or something comes to mind.
I have a quick question for you. Did you happen to see that email that I sent you about that video from YouTube?
I did, and I watched it.
Did you have any thoughts about it?
You want to give them a little feedback on what that video was?
Yeah, just to bring everybody up to speed, there's a gentleman down in Texas that has a YouTube channel that he does a lot of different stuff. It's called Gods and Guns or something like that. And anyways, he's... interesting individual, but he's been doing this series on the Book of Revelation, and he's been going verse by verse through the Book of Revelation trying to understand it. And he's been through the theologian schools and all that good stuff, and he tries to bring up speed as to what he thinks it means, right? And so he was talking about the white horse, the rider on the white horse. And I remembered Blazar had sent a document out and sent it to the site about Trilant and his role in the end times, and you know what I think it was the white horse, right?
Yeah,
and kind of what that means. And as I'm watching this video, this guy's like, you know, these riders, he's like, they're not spirits. They're And it's been a while since I watched the video too, but he said, you know, they're not spirits. And he's like, I don't know what they are. He's like, they could be people. I'm really not sure. And I'm like, I think I know. I just thought it was interesting because he's been calling everything out. He's like, you know, well, the 24 elders at the front are, you know, he understood what those were. Those were people, souls of some sort. Didn't know who, but it didn't matter. You know, and then there's the four beasts or the four-headed beast or whatever it is. And he kind of explained and thought he understood what that was. And I think he was pretty much online with that too. But then he got to the white rider and all the riders for that matter. And he's like, I don't know who these riders are. And there's a lot of theories out there, but nobody really knows for sure. So I thought that was interesting. It lined up really well with what Blazar had sent in that document.
Basically, what the writers represent is a period of time. So his interpretation of what they are is a little off.
Okay.
They represent different times that the world is put through. Me being the rider on the white horse, that period of time is where we come out to battle Satan for the last time. That's where that plays a significant role as to who I am and what I am. I have the name of God on my thigh. I represent his power and authority. And then we come out and wipe out all of that. But as much as everybody wants to think that the horsemen of the apocalypse are simply for the end time per se, they are, but they represent specific periods of time. Just like Father has three phases to his plan of salvation, there are four different end times that we're currently going through. I will get more information from him when I get a chance, but yes. Then you also asked, has anybody ever bowed to me? Only in jest. Okay. Not out of respect or reverence.
Well, yeah, then I guess, you know, the other thing it was too was, as you kind of, you're looking at this and you're starting to see a lot more people just in general. I mean, of course, with the onset of the internet, you get, everybody knows everything as it happens pretty much, right? And that was one of the prophecies in Revelation, is to how to know when the end times are coming. But you're starting, at least I'm starting to notice a lot more people on the internet starting to come out and say, hey, I'm having dreams of, and God's telling me that the end of the world's coming. And it's just like, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I'm starting to see and hear of more of that. And maybe, like I said, maybe it's just me, because I know they've always been out there. It just seems to be getting really hot and heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, we because all know it's coming.
We're in that time.
Right.
It's here.
The only other question I had about it all was the scrolls. There's the seven scrolls that have to be opened. Any ideas? Jesus talked to you about what scroll number he's on?
Not yet, but I will ask him. I'll make a
just
note.
Curious.
Yeah.
All right.
Hang on a second.
You gonna type your answer, though? A question?
Sending him an email.
Yeah, you don't have his email? Anything else?
Jesus@heaven.com, I thought.
That's right. Right.
He's got a BlackBerry.
He would. Righteous dude one. Anybody else? Anything?
I have a question.
Okay.
It has to do with the scrolls in our heart chakra. I don't understand anything that's on it, and I know we've discussed it. It looks gobbledygook. It looks like hieroglyphics, but whacked out hieroglyphics. That's what everybody else is seeing, I'm assuming.
Yes. Father said the decoder
rings. And I'm dyslexic too. Sucks.
What'd you say?
I'm dyslexic too, so it really sucks.
Well, you're supposed to read it backwards, so.
Well,
about that, going instead of right to left, it was almost like I was compelled to read it like Hebrew, right?
Yes, that's how you're supposed to read it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. At least I'm. Okay.
But no, you're not so far off.
We're just absorbing it?
We're just absorbing it, correct, because then as Father leaned forward, he said the decoder ring is coming soon.
Oh. Yeah, because I'm reading it left to right, and so it's going blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know?
No, right to left. Make sense. Right to left. And then all you're supposed to, your heart is absorbing it, so is your soul, so that when we do get activated, we'll understand what our roles are.
Okay. I was feeling like I was doing something wrong. I mean, it's been a while. I have to confess, it's been a while, but it got very... I was dejected because I thought I'm not doing it right. But okay, I'll start up again, because every day I was like, I'm going to read a scroll. And I'm like, man. It's like,
I feel like I'm getting bored. Like I'll look at it and then I lose concentration, you know? So I'm looking at it and nothing's happening. So, I go, okay. And then I close it,
Father said the simple act of making an effort brings a smile to his face. Okay.
I want to make him smile.
Continue to do that. If you haven't met with Michael yet, everyone needs to go in their training room and spend time with him. I have to admit, I haven't done it either yet. So
I plan on forgot. I wrote it down. It's on my calendar now.
Well, he's good about reminding us about things, isn't he? In a loving way. Anybody got anything else?
Yeah, I've got a couple things.
All right.
So everything with Noah's birth went perfectly. It was so cool. Before anything actually happened, when we got into the delivery room, nurses gave us the whole spiel of what we could expect and what will happen, blah, blah, blah. After they left, I made a point to invite Father, Jesus, and HS to be in the room during the delivery. Awesome. And it was so cool. I mean, the whole process, like active delivery, was about 2 hours, which was awesome. And the time just flew by, and it was such a magical experience. And the next day, after I got some energy back, I gave Noah his first healing. And everything is just so basic and pure and wonderful. But what stood
He's
out...
He's not broken.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of things stood out. First off, his heart chakra and third eye were very developed compared to the others. And I keep getting the feeling that he's going to see very well. And his heart is going to be very open always, which is amazing because you can't teach that. And in his second chakra, I noticed the representation of two emotions. There was happiness and sadness, and that was it.
Basic needs.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Grandpa's look like he's beaming over there.
Do you want to see his sleepy face?
Yes.
Fortunately,
go ahead.
Pictures on all the time so we can see his growth. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Because he's growing so fast. It's amazing.
He gained a pound in 4 days.
Yeah. After, so at delivery, he was 8 pounds,
13
ounces. The day after, when they were discharging us, his weight was 8 pounds, 8 ounces. And then we had his first well child visit at four. So he was 5 days old, 4 days after going home. And he was 9 pounds, 6 ounces.
And most babies lose weight.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they said typically they expect a baby to lose about 10% of their body weight before going home, like before discharge. And he lost like 2.8. And his doctor at the doctor visit said this kind of weight gain is unheard of. Like, this is fantastic. We can't believe he's gained this much weight back already.
Wonderful. You two look not so wiped out and tired.
Yeah, how are you managing that?
Very carefully.
It's not bad. I mean, he's a really good baby.
Yeah.
He
and he heard
like
that.
Yeah, just wait for the second one.
Just groaned it now. He heard that. He heard that he's a really good baby. So
yeah,
not
that second one's the dinger there.
Knock on wood.
Okay.
We're not having any more.
Right. No, this is it.
No, that's not fair. You got to have at least one more. Come on now.
Nope.
Nah.
My body's been through enough.
We have three more in eternity, so we still technically have
there
four.
There you go.
So. There
you go.
I was gonna
ask you, were you able to give him a healing right away, like at the hospital? Did you wait till you got home, or?
Yep, it was at the hospital. It was when they moved us out of the delivery room into the maternity suite.
Pretty crazy when it's your own kid, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
A lot different.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't, like, I knew that I was going to tear up in joy when I first saw him, but I could hardly breathe. It was amazing.
That's cool. Congrats, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. So cool.
Bumper said you two did a nice job. All right. Thank you, everybody. I asked Akwos if he would close the meeting for us. So, Akwos, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Loving Father, we come before you and we say thank you for everything. We come before you as your children and we say thank you for the time that we've been able to spend together. We're grateful that today we could hear your word, we could experience grace, and for those who could, celebrate Holy Communion as well. And for those who can't, we know you continue to take care of us. Each one has their cares. Each one has their concerns. Each one we heard today is completely different. And what might be one person's molehill is another person's mountain. But you know what lives in each and everyone's heart and the struggles that they have. And we ask that you'll continue to be with them. Some look for work, some look for health, some have new life, and we say thank you for that. Each one has their own care, their own concern, but we ask as we go through it that in those moments where we are challenged, that those are the moments that are most important on how we react naturally and how we react spiritually, and we ask that HS may continue to guide us so that we can make the right decisions. We can become and be who you want us to be, and we can be the examples that you want us to be, so that we can shine like a bright light in this world that continues to get darker and darker. But help Heavenly Father, too, that we cannot judge others, because we've been gifted with so much, and we've been exposed to so much that so many others have not been. And it is very easy for us to forget that. But let us remember how special we are, and that you also love all men, and you want all men to be saved. Hope that we can share in that and we can look past any shortcomings, just as Jesus has for us too, and both of you and HS continue to do as well. Hope that we can have a great coming week, a great coming month, and that your will may be done in all things. Hope that we can continue on this path, on this journey, so that as we heard in service, that your kingdom can truly come. And when that comes, we can all experience it by grace, and we can enjoy what we have worked so hard for, what you have worked so hard for. Until then, be with us, look after us, but above all, we pray that we again may be ready for the day when this all comes into being. What we may have forgotten, we ask that you cover it, look after all things, and we ask this if it's in your will, in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. Love
Thank
you. Have
you.
A great
Love
week.
Love you all.
Thanks. Love you guys.